Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is The Intern. Well, Robert De Niro, he's had enough of retirement. He gets a chance to become an intern for Anne Hathaway, but what everyone doesn't expect is that Robert may bring what everyone needs to the job, a second chance.
In retirement, there's an ongoing, relentless effort in creativity.
How old are you?
70. You?
I'm 24. I know I look older, it's the job, it ages you, which won't be great in your case.
You started this business all by yourself a year and a half ago. Remember who did that?
You know, this really is a dream come true for those of us who see far down the road to a chance to retire but not become lost or worthless, but instead be appreciated and respected for all that wisdom and experience and be given opportunities to impart and share all your know-how with the less worldly and lighten their load, maybe make a difference and really truly shine. Of course, none of that could ever possibly really happen. In reality, when you approach the other side of, say, 35, most companies just secretly plan your professional demise. Instead of wisdom, they think you're tired and irrelevant, your experience is then considered outdated. Dated and boring, and as far as being allowed to shine in the sunset of your career, better pack a flashlight and lots of batteries because your flame will surely be extinguished. Oh hey, not to be a downer or anything, just saying that this movie is in fact maybe a stretch, an impossible dream, or just a fairy tale. Now to maybe a more realistic movie, it's Hotel Transylvania 2. Now that Dracula's a grandfather, everything's perfect except his family wants to move, so Drac sets out to make his grandson super scary so they can't leave.
Ever since Johnny and Mavis had their little monster, I've been the happiest vampire in the world!
We've been talking about moving somewhere safer for Dennis.
We gotta teach this kid how to be a monster.
If we get his fangs to come out, Mavis can't leave.
He's adorable!
As you know, I am not a fan of horror. All those blood-curdling screams, jump-out-of-your-seat moments, and scary, icky, ugly bad guys. But I have absolutely no problem with cute, cuddly creatures who are mushy, funny, and just plain lovable. Of course, all that only works if the movie is clever, entertaining, and oh-so-cute for the kids and us more mature types, which this movie is completely. Oh sure, the monsters want to be scary and they give it one heck of a shot, but how can you resist the cuteness of a red-headed baby vampire, a green blob who just wants to help, and of course, Grandpa Drac, who just wants to be loved. Now, if you choose to keep your secret that you are in fact like me and can't handle real horror, your secret is safe. Just take one for the team and insist on taking the kids to this, kid movie, so at our movie night traffic light, Hotel Transylvania 2 is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.